Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with the members of the Indianola girls swimming team qualifying for the state meet. Indianola state swimming qualifiers and alternates who are?
Allie Borgmeyer.
Georgia Culver.
Julian Bacon.
Kinsley Cram.
Olivia Bacon.
Cody Cram.
Olivia Raymaker.
All right. Well, first of all, coming into the season, I know it was you weren't sure if it was going to happen. You didn't know what was going on over the summer. So when you first started this season, how did you feel getting back into the pool?
I was pretty nervous to see how the season would go because we didn't know if we were going to have a season at all. And it was good to be back in the pool.
I was excited to see all my teammates again. And I just miss swimming in general and the competition part and everything. And so I was excited to be back.
I was a little nervous at first since it's my first year, but I was excited to meet some new people.
I was definitely a little worried to start the season since I hadn't swam all summer with everything being closed, so I was a little anxious to start.
I didn't know if we were going to make it through the season all the way with everything going on, but I think with all the odds, we had a really great season.
I didn't try hard at first because I thought it was going to get canceled 2 weeks in. I'm happy we got to have the season.
I was a little nervous getting back in the pool to see how the season would go. Definitely a little out of shape. But it kind of had a good, like, attitude on it just to swim every meet like it would be your last.
Going into the qualifiers, how did you want the team to perform and getting a couple events to state, how'd that feel?
Well, obviously, I want the best for the team. I think it's great to see all the progress that we've all made and to see everyone improve. It was awesome to watch the girls qualify, and I'm really happy that I get to be a part of it.
The relays did a really good job, and it was fun to watch them qualify as an alternate. I'm really excited to see how they perform on Saturday.
I was really excited to know that we qualified. Since it's my last year swimming, I was just really excited to get to have one last time at state with all my teammates.
I was really excited that I qualified for state, and I can't wait to spend the weekend with these girls.
It was really fun to see all these girls work hard all season leading up to qualifying for the state meet. Waiting for the results was definitely nerve-wracking because it took a long time, but once we got in, we were really excited.
I definitely think we all worked really hard to get to where we are today, especially with COVID and not being able to get into the pool as early as we did last year. And I think these girls deserve going to state. It's pretty awesome that we all get to go to state together.
I'm excited that we got to qualify this year because all the moms are hyping us up, but I'm sad that I have to put my tech suit back on.
Last question is, it's kind of a mixed bag for Indianola, some Knoxville, Indianola, I think Winterset, Southeast Warren, I want to say. So what was it like being from or having a team full of different schools and kind of all coming together as one team?
Honestly, it's pretty nice. So we get to like know other people from different towns, and it was a little scary at first because like we're all coming from different school districts with COVID and we don't know what's going on at their school districts, but it's really nice to get to know everyone.
It's really fun meeting new people from different towns and all coming together to work as one team, and it's really cool to see us like that.
It's a really great opportunity to meet new people from different towns and make lots of friends.
It's a pretty cool experience to get to swim with people from towns that you may have not have known people from.
I think it's really nice how different school districts can come together to form one team. It's nice to meet new people.
My cousin once said team rivalries prevent friendships, so I'm excited that we get to swim with other towns.
I think that's one of the best things about swimming is you get to be with other people in different towns. You don't get that in other sports. So it's great to have friends from different towns, and these friendships last a long time.
All right, very quickly, how do you want to do at state?
Awesome!
Good.
Go Indians!
Great.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
Terrific.
Yeah!
Once again, that was the state meet qualifiers for the Indianola girls swimming team. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.